اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة online radio empowering the ummah.
Welcome يا ابو صفا. Welcome.
الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Dear listeners, today we are here opposite the West Park Cemetery and the Masjid Mashallah Rodatul Islam in Roosevelt. And today in South Africa, it is the 23rd of Zulhijjah 1446. And we know in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak, Palestine, it is the 24th. Hence today is the last Friday for this year. Next week Friday, inshaAllah, once we scan the sky Thursday night next week, then the moon will be sighted, inshaAllah al-Aziz, is 28-29 our moon and crescent. That will usher in the month of Muharram and the new year, the first of Muharram, next week Friday, inshaAllah. In this time that I have is very limited, but we will try and discuss five topics very quickly. The ulama of Durban, they suggested they have a national khutbah, they should speak about nikah, but I'll just spend 5-6 minutes on that. And thereafter, we'll speak about Iran and about Israel, the Jutlas, and then about Gaza, and then about our own country, what our contribution should be, inshaAllah. My brothers, this institution of nikah is such, the people get married here, your Maulana Mahmood, Mutara, other imams, other ulama perform the nikah, I perform, we are all sinners. This institution of nikah is so sacred in the sight of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. There in Jannah, in Paradise, chapter 44, verse 54, Almighty Allah teaches us, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. He, Almighty Allah, will perform the nikah with the beautiful damsels and ladies of Jannah. So imagine so sacred this institution is. But today we see, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chiragh se. That we ourselves, that what is happening? Our marriages are just falling apart. Every second, third, fourth marriage, you just hear the man got married and after 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, and Allah forbid, now talaq and divorce has taken place. So I'll give you some, when we lecture to the ladies, we call it recipes. When we lecture to you, we call it prescriptions. So quickly, these are the prescriptions you should try and implement. All of us who are married and you youngsters who intend getting married, you should always look at one thing at all times. Sometimes the food might not be right, sometimes our wife makes mistake. But remember one thing, she made such a sacrifice. She left the place of birth, she left the parents, she left the siblings, all to spend the remainder of her life with me and you. Is that not a big qurbani, a big sacrifice that she has made? It's a very big sacrifice, my brothers. So therefore, Almighty Allah teaches us in the noble Quran, Surah 4, verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. Today we see the secretary, we see the air hostess, we see the lady in the bank, then Kali Kali Spaza, you know. We will just start the conversation. Why? I don't go Hari Lage, you see. This one looks very nice. The job is finished, but now we will just. So one lady told me, her husband, whenever he stops at the toll road, then to pay the money, he will put the hand, his hand, in the lady's hand, so he can hold the hand tight, you see that. So you see all our tricks, you know, all crazy things we do. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi hadith. Who else to narrate it? Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Khairukum khairukum li ahlikum wa ana khairukum li ahli. Authentic hadith, Mother Aisha reported 2,210 ahadith. That the best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. I, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am the best to my wives and my children. So let us see how we can turn the negative into a positive. Quickly, the prescription and the recipes. We live in a house. Now the house must become a home. The home must become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, serenity. After Jummah, all day you're going to go home. When you just enter your house, make it a habit. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mustafa Rasulullah sallam taught us, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَأَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. That I must not show you that action, it will generate mutual love. Give salam currency. You leave your house, make salam. You're sitting in the car waiting for your wife must make salam to you, you make salam. Your house will turn into Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility. Next one, hadith in Bayhaqi. Now your nikah was last night or today or tomorrow. You will pay the mahar, 20,000, 30,000. But is that finished? No. We husbands, sometimes we become so kanjus and makijus, you know, that just now was Qurbani time. So in my lectures there, I told them in Durban, I was there for Eid. I said, you must make Qurbani for your wife, not Qurbani of your wife. Understood? So you must remember these things here. Tahad daw tahabu fa innal hadiyata tuzibu dhahai. Who is your wife? She's your cook, she's looking after your children, she's looking after all your pala pala. You know what I mean by that. Who's looking after your valuables now in the masjid and all these things here? And remember that everything we want, she just does it. So many portfolios she's doing. So if every week, every month you give her something, oh honey, take this money, the world won't end, you know. It's not a train smash. So everybody, according to your means, give something to your wife without her asking for it. The heart, though, the half, for our pedal, and for the girlfriend, and the mistress, how much we give haram things. You see? So that we want a favor, you see? So brothers, give gift to your wives and children and so forth. Allah will bring that love and muhabbah. For inna al-hadiyata tuzibu dhagain. There will be misunderstandings and something. It will remove the malice, rancor and hatred. The sahih authentic hadith. Remember in Bayhaqi. Third one. Today the ummah can't smile with their wives. They want to smile with other people's wives. You see? Smiling Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا وَلَوْ أَن تَلْقَى أَخَاكَ بِوَجْهٍ تَلْقَى. That don't belittle the good actions, even if you smile. One place I went, I asked him, Baji, how's the house, everything? He said, Alhamdulillah. I say, Bepar, business, all that. He said, Subhanallah. I say, Bairi, how's the wife? He said, Inna Lillah. So I say, what happened? You understood? He said, no, when I married her, she was slim and trim. Now she's gone like a 5-liter bottle. So I said, the children came from the angels. The Malaika came. Whose children? Is it your children? So he kept quiet. When you see and look at your wife, Quran is teaching you. You look at your shop, you look at your car, you look at your wife. You read Surah Kahf this morning. You should have said, Masha Allahu la quwwata illa billah. That is Quran, my brothers. You know Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawar Allahu Marqadam. Mother Zadwali, 92 Friday, he passed away. I spent time with him. He used to call me Lamba Kurtawala. You understand? Because I'm the odd man out. You can see what the topi I wear today also, you know. Horses for courses, you see. We come into Rawdatul Islam, so we wear a smart topi. You know how it goes. So anyway, Muhammad Mahmud says, all right, you see. Green light, you go, it's all right. So brothers, Hazraji Nawar Allah Marqadahu used to say of Jalalabad, the whole world can say you are good. But if you're not good to your wife and children, the people can say you're good. But Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say you are not good because you did not treat your wife and children well. The whole world can say you are bad, but you treat your wife and children well. Well meaning going to Islam. Then even Allah and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say that you are a good person. That is the barometer we use in Islam. Today we are sanctimonious. In front of people we buzruk. When we alone, we busy with the phone, we busy with the movies, busy with the jet line, and all these things. Yeah. How many marriages are breaking, brothers? Remember this thing. When we alone, we no more buzruk, we bushkuruk still. I mean, let us be honest about these issues. We can't push everything under the carpet, you know. Next one, my brothers. When last you ate? What is up? Just bring that glass in. It's empty now. I want the empty glass. Bring the water. So the Zamzam also. Oh, I thought you brought Zamzam. So anyway, see brothers, pay attention, look at me. Hadith in Ibn Majah and Sunan Nasai. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says, I drank from here, right brothers? I left the glass half empty. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to show me his love. Ya Humaira, oh Humaira, she was fair in complexion with red, red color skin, you know, a paragon of beauty and piety. He, the master, Laysalam, took the glass, took the cup, not only drank from there, the side Siddiqa drank from. The master, Laysalam, turned it around and drank from there. And I was looking at the master, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wa ana haizun, and I was in my menses. Today I'm a Pakka Mehman, right? I think all of you know this. Panja Mehman mein aao, manja baake chua tu yaro kare chai ta hai to aai. You understand? If I tell my Mehman brother or Muslim brother, what the hell you doing? Why you don't drink from there? You say, I'll get germs from there. Other unda danda idas, oral business and all that, you don't get germs. You understood? The sunnah, you say you'll get germs. You say, where are we? Learn the sunnah and nabawiyah, my brothers. If you want a healthy, good marriage. Next recipe of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You eat from the same plate. You drink from the same cup and glass. When last you read? I don't see. Monana, you got here? Asmaullah al-Husna. Or is outside? Okay. You guys must put a watch here in front. You trustees and that. I can't see the time. I must check this way and that way. Right wing, left wing. Where's the center forward? So you must remember that. So what happens is this, that you must read the Asma'ullah al-Husna. Read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Marriage is not the bodies must meet, marriage is the hearts must meet. When the hearts meet, my brothers, then you travel, you go overseas, local, there will be turbulence. You will still be together. You're in the ship, in the boat, and the waves are there, you will still be together. You come to South Africa, and still you must remember with the potholes, you will still be together. You won't end up in West Park, okay? So remember, read that. And the last one, Surah 25, verse 74, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. We old timers like us, married 30, 40, 50 years, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, every day read this dua, because sometimes when you're old, you're old, you know, say, hey, this wife of mine is tired, now particularly she, let me get one young tat, you understand? Young tat will come, she'll take all your money and you'll take your underwear also off, you understood? So remember that, Surah 25, verse 74, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Ya Allah, grant us such spouses, and Ya Allah, grant us such progeny and children. You look at your wife, you don't get tired. She looks at you, you don't get tired, without makeup. You look at your children, they are bringing joy to you, you see. Who can say that today? So chapter 1 finished. Go to chapter 2. Ghazza. What is Ghazza, brothers? There's a medical doctor here, I'm sure. You see, when we come to you, we want bandage. So now you put the gauze bandage. My mother, my sister in Ghazza, so they manufactured this in the olden time, 1,000 years ago. Hence the name of that strip. Ghazza, the Ghazza strip. That's why it's called Ghazza, okay? It's part of Palestine. Remember that. We lived there for centuries. But there's oil there, there's petrol there, there's a lot of things there. So what the Jutlas want, what the Americans want, they want two things. Extermination of the Palestinians every day, 20, 30, 40 going. And remember that, they want starvation. So every day, this feeding centers which they have kept, the Americans and Israelis, you must know what I'm speaking now. They are in the military zone. So when my children, your children, brothers, sisters go with their empty pots, so the Jutla will say that they are a threat to us and they start shooting. And when you ask them, how the hell you shooting these people, they're so hungry. He say, no, they came in a very big group. They are very big threat to us. So remember, my statement on the radio is this. And I'm making, and they're recording me now, the Jutlas. Every lecture of mine, they record. I'm very happy. Hey, Jutla, Jutli, record me. I'm very honored. You must remember that. So you saw yesterday somebody put that Masail also. So we'll be happy, inshallah. So the point I want to make, my brothers, is this. There's no such thing in Israel as a person who's not a legitimate target. Everyone is a legitimate target. So whether Hamas carries it out, whether the Houthis carry it out of Yemen, or whether Hezbollah carry it out, or whether Iran carries it out, remember, is a legitimate target as far as the Sharia goes. They are Harbis. We are at war with them. So when you are in war, then their blood is permissible for us. Their wealth is permissible for us. We should know this. Now just juxtapose this, there is no time, but I just give you a quick lesson. Look at our Sunni countries, with who we supposed to be associating. Look at your Saudi Arabia, look at your Emirates, look at your Jordan, look at your Egypt, look at your Bahrain, your Morocco. My fatwa is a whole lot of them, they're not Muslims, the leaders. Not one of them is a Muslim, they're murtad and radar and traitors to Islam. I mean, they are helping Trump, they're helping Israel. They're not helping Hamas. They're not helping our people. So my brothers, what do you call them? Then I'm asking you. You think about it yourself. We know what is apartheid in South Africa. I've been to Palestine 5 times. The apartheid there is 100 times worse than apartheid of South Africa. So my brothers, you need to understand. When a person is drowning, anybody comes to help him, he shouldn't take that help. So we Sunnis, as the countries, we have failed our Palestinian brothers and sisters and children. That is the truth. Whether we like or we don't like. Now we give a little bit of money, this, that. I'm speaking of the Muslim countries and Arab countries. By and large, we have failed them. Now the Shias, I've been to Iran. Shias are kafir, non-Muslim. They swear, said Abu Bakr, they swear, said Omar, they swear. If you got any doubt, I give you one incident. You see this carpet here of yours. It's a very smart carpet. I don't know from where you got it. But if you want a very, very smart carpet, you must go to Kashan. K-A-S-H-A-N. You call it Persian carpets. Carpets, right? So it was a Friday. I landed in Tehran, first of Rabiul Awal, 2013. No visa, no nothing. You must remember that. So I gave my passport there. He said, Husseini, Husseini. Abdul Qadir Hussein. I said, yes, Husseini. Yes. Then I gave my wife passport, Fatima, Fatima, Husseini, Fatima, we Shia, in their mind. We just played like that, you know, so that, because they were enemies also. So then he said, sit down, no questions. After 5-10 minutes, he stamped 2 weeks visa first. So our driver came, Zari. First stop, he took me to Khomeini's grave. So I told him, bye, what you brought me, see, Khomeini. I said, the man is not Muslim, he nearly fell down, you know. And so this time, Khomeini's grandson, Khomeini, then his son Ahmed, then Ahmed's son. I had a debate with them in Qum, and I defeated them with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. The news spread like wildfire there. So Khomeini's grandson sent a message, Abdul Qadir, I want to meet you. So I told his chamcha, his sidekick, go tell him, let's to be hadith in Allah. Tell him I don't want to meet him. What was I going to meet him? They want to bribe you up, you see, give you money, give you human. If you tell them you want to make muta, our guys, they like to go to Iran. You know why? That you have a quick round, you understand? Quarterfinal, semi-final, all that. Khomeini wrote, you can make muta for 1 hour. I got the book, Tawdihul Masail. You see that? He wrote, you can make muta for 1 hour. Muta is prostitution. So our guys, they flogged there, you want to remember, a quickie, you understand? So this type of things there. What is the truth we must speak? You understand? No sense hiding and all these type of things there. So my brothers, so if Iran, okay, Quran, Surah 47. Surah, I must look at the watch also, Maulana. Surah 47, Surah Muhammad. Named after the Name Nami Ismigrami of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This surah comprises 38 verses. O Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah, O esteemed listeners, wake up and listen to what I'm saying. It's not I'm saying, I'm just explaining. It's what Quran is saying, what Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Chapter 47. Verse 38, the last verse. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا If you Muslims, and you are born Muslims, and you Arabs, you are the first addresses. وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. Allah will replace you with another nation and another people. And those other people who will be your replacement, ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ وَأَمْثَالَكُمْ. They'll be not like you. They'll give all of their lives and whatever. When the ayat was revealed, the Master alayhi salatu salam recited the verse. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are these people who will replace the Muslims? Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu was sitting there, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed and gestured in his direction. And the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi, is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, is mentioned in Bayhaqi. Those of you who know Urdu, go see Ma'ariful Quran. Those of you who know Arabic, go see Tafsir ibn Kathir. Those of you who want to see the modern day Tafsir, go see Tanwirul Adhan of our Ustad Sheikh Sabuni, or Tafsir, you understand, Munir of Sheikh Wahbah Zuhaili. All this I have checked it myself. So you see, we don't want to come on board. Allah will use somebody else. Allah is not in need of me or you. So brothers, Allah will use anybody else. And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينَ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاتِرِ. That Allah Ta'ala sometimes uses non-Muslims also for to elevate this deen and have this deen. So Shias, I told you our stance. As far as belief go, we totally out. We got nothing to do with them, and we tell them straight. I'm the most vocal against them. They know that also. If they see me, they might shoot me there if I go that side. My brothers, and likewise, I'm against the Saudi Wahhabi Najdi regime. You understood? I mean, we must be very clear on these issues. We have to protect the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla. But what Iran did after last week Fridays, the truth has to be spoken. The harm and the damage Iran caused Israel, you must remember, no Sunni country did since 1948 till today. What is the truth we must speak? They damaged their stock market. They brought down the headquarters of Mossad. They blew their hole, you must remember, in Haifa. We travel all these places. We know what we're talking. In the port there in Haifa, the mayor of Tel Aviv say, please stop, please stop. There the Shia say, no stop. You attack, we attack. This morning they attack Beersheba. The Jutla Shaitans are saying, you attack our hospital. You finished up 36 hospitals and clinics there in Gaza. You murdered over 100,000 of our people. Till today you're murdering them. So why can't we do that? So 100%. So you're a legitimate target. You must remember this. We cannot apologize on behalf of anybody when there's somebody, anybody is attacking Israel or America for that matter. We must be clear on our stance. America is our enemy. We forget very, very easily. We don't read, we don't read Islam, we don't read politics, we don't read current affairs. If I tell you, Madeleine Albright, how many of you know her name? Madeleine Albright in Iraq, she was the Secretary of State. She said it is worth it to kill 500,000 Iraqi children. I went to Iraq. We saw the aftermath and all these type of things there. Saddam Hussein, we make dua for Saddam Hussein. He passed away as a Sunni. He passed away with a nice beard. His last words were the Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. When they said they're giving the Muslims a present in 2006. So who was pulling the string and all that? The Kuffar, Shias and Americans. You need to know what is your history, my brothers. They murdered and martyred, remember, 1 million plus people in Iraq. Who? The Americans based on a lie. And they want to pull the same stunt down. What nuclear they got? They don't have nuclear. Now in the news, everything is for do. What's for do? For do, you know where's for do? From Tehran, you go to Qum. From Qum, you go further. It's mountainous area. And there they got their nuclear sites there. So these Iranians and so forth. So now Iran says that no, we can't attack. Sorry, Israel says we can't attack America. You must come in. So they want to draw America in, you see. But the Chinese are busy and the Russians are busy. Quickly, this last lesson I give you. You know Pakistan, India. What happened yesterday? You ever heard in history of American president calling the Pakistani army chief, come have lunch with me? The Pakistani chief of army is a Hafiz. He's a Sunni. Hafiz Asim Munir. He had lunch with Trump. You know how crazy Trump is, you understand? I went inside the White House also. You understand? It was when Clinton and Monica were busy, you understand? Just to tell you guys where it was. So anyway, so you guys know the picture there. So we go anyway when they give us chances. And what you want to be frightened for these people? You understand? Don't be frightened. We fight Allah only. So the point I'm making, you want. So why he called Hafiz Asif? American president, a war is going on. The Jutlas are waiting for him. They made a statement, the Pakistani army. You open your nuclear, Israel, then we open our nuclear and we'll attack you. Just go back 1 month, 2 months, or Ummah, or Ahlul Sunnah, or Jamaah. Wake up from your slumber. Decide, I stayed in Pakistan 7 years approximately. Don't think Pakistan are buzruk. Half of them are corrupted, and the Maulvis are also corrupted, half of them. You understand? I mean, let us be honest about this thing. You understand? So it's a corrupt country, remember. But Allah's fuzzle, they some awliya, Allah, some great people. So the point I'm making, this side is Pakistan, that side is America, Israel, India, France. They all worked in cahoots. We must take, hit the hell out of Pakistan and destroy their nuclear. China came in, Turkey came in, Azerbaijan came in, Pakistani pilots are champion, and they cleaned up the Indian force in India. So Trump saw all this. He said that these Pakistanis, we have to bring them our side. You know, money speaks all languages. So they just give the Pakistani army millions and billions. You sit quiet there, they'll say, Ameen, we said, bahut acha. So Hafiz Asim Munir was leaving. He said, well, Mr. Donald Trump, I vote for you, you must get the Nobel Peace Prize. You understand it? That's what happened. That is what happened. But the Muslim fast asleep. So you must remember this. So brothers, whoever attacks Iran, Israel, whether it's Iran, whether it's Hezbollah, Hamas, or we must make dua because we're hopeless, we can't do anything. I mean, that's the truth. So we don't say they're Muslim. I told you 100 times they're not Muslim. But the fact remains, we have to, and Gaza, our Hamas. I met Hamas. You must remember these table things there. So you must always pray for them. Nobody, today is what? It's 23rd of Zulhijjah, 623 days today, the attack is against Gaza. Show me one Arab country, Muslim country, can take on Israel for 600 days. This is Quwwat Imani, Yahya Sinwar. He built the tunnels, everything. And he said that I will give my life for sake of Islam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah. Make dua, brothers. There's too many things to speak about, inshallah. الحمد لله الملك الديان القوي السلطان الحنان المنان الذي كل يوم هو في شان أحمده في كل وقت وأشكره سر وإعلان أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم
إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. معاشر المسلمين، اعلموا أن الدنيا دائرة ولذتها فانية وحاصلها فوت وآخرها موت. قال عز وجل: كل نفس ذائقة الموت. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، خصوصا منهم من ذي الأصل العريق أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى الزاهد الأواب الناطق بالصدق والصواب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي حفص عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى كامل الحياء والإيمان أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى أسد الله الغالب أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه، وعلى السيدات الطيبات الطاهرات زينب ورقية وفاطمة وأم كلثوم، وعلى تمام الأشرة المبشرة صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين المستضعفين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبغ منهم احدا. اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش امريكيين واسرائيليين وبريطانيين وهنديين واعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Switch off the cell phones, please, brothers. Straighten all the cells, please.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. رسول الله شرح رسول الله يا على الصلاح يا على الصلاح يا على الفلاح يا على الفلاح لقامة الصلاة لقامة الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Straighten ourselves, ensure that we stand in full of Allah with our ears on the land. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا
فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم اعين على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك انت واثنيت على نفسك. اللهم ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربي رحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا.
أهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome يا مصطفى. Welcome.